Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Jujutsu. This is episode 9.
No.
10.
28.
28. This is episode 28. I'm Stephen.
I'm JD.
This is episode 9.
Why? There was a whole season, bro.
Shut the fuck 29. Up.
29. Yeah, 28, because there was a 0. Yeah,
I knew there was an right. 8 in it.
Yeah. You were right. You were right on it.
I just forgot to say 20.
You were hitting it.
This is episode 28.
8. 29.
29. Is this 29? Oh, yeah, because 0. Fuck.
Yeah. 29.
Damn it.
Damn it, Bobby.
Anyway.
Any dang way. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm just thrilled.
Nice.
Happy to be here, bro.
Mm. Oh, I didn't tell you.
Uh-oh.
I got invited to go to...
Italy?
No, not Italy. A Gundam building party.
Yeah.
At Space Cadets.
When?
Tomorrow.
Oh, have fun.
I will.
That's exciting.
I know.
What Gundam are you going to build? Are you going to bring one you already have, or do you have to?
No, I'll bring one with me because I have plenty in the backlog.
Yeah. Are you going to bring like a high grade one or just like a mid grade?
I don't know. Well, high grade is actually the lowest grade that they make
these
days.
Yeah, that's right.
Is high grade then real grade? Well, high grade then master grade then real grade.
Real grade, yeah.
And then perfect grade, and then perfect grade unleashed. Yeah.
And aren't those like super expensive?
Oh yeah, the perfect grade unleashed is at least $300.
Yikers.
Probably more like $500.
Yikers. Yeah, don't do that.
I would get one.
Well, get one, but I wouldn't build it in front of other people.
Oh, no. I wouldn't bring that. No, I would probably bring a high grade. I'm probably going to... Oh, I just got in the mail today. I just got my Moroccan gym type. Gym Moroccan type. That's how you say it.
Nice.
I can't remember what it's from. It's from Cucuruz Doan. Something maybe, I don't know. It's a gym. It's a grunt suit.
Nice.
It's called a gym because it's a GM, which I forget what that stands for. But it's funny. That's like how the name Jeep got its name. You know how Jeep got its name?
Mm-mm.
Because it's GP, general purpose.
Oh,
so it was a general purpose vehicle. So they called it a GP.
Oh, nice.
And then it just got shortened to Jeep. And
that's
now
awesome.
Jeep exists.
Jeep is the brand.
I Isn't that funny? That.
Yeah.
Like how you didn't know alphabet is just alpha and then beta, but without the at the end. Mm-hmm. Alphabet, alpha beta.
Alphabet.
Like if your last name was Fabet.
Yeah.
And your first name was Al. Alphabet.
Boo. Boo this man. Boo this man.
No, I'm funny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
What?
You ever suck dick for marijuana? I can't say that I have. That's what I thought.
Mm. I see.
Have you ever seen Half Baked?
I don't think I have.
Oh, that's Dave Chappelle goes to like a Narcotics Anonymous.
Maybe I have seen it.
And he says, I'm addicted to marijuana. And Bob Saget stands up and he goes, marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
You ever suck dick for marijuana?
It's so funny.
I can't say that. Okay,
it's hilarious.
That is funny.
That movie is terrible. Uh-huh. But it's one of those ones that I used to watch with my friends in high school
also
all the time.
Where with the horse, where he feeds all the groceries to the horse.
And it dies, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get past... Once I got to that scene, I was done. I was like, I can't... I was also stoned out of my mind.
Yes. It's not a great film.
And I was like, even me in my current state, I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I moved on and I watched something else.
It's got a lot of cameos in it. It's got like Jon Stewart. He's like, you ever looked at the back of a dollar bill? Yeah. You ever looked at the back of a dollar bill on weed? Some crazy shit, man. Is there a shooter in the bushes? I don't know. Red team, go.
That's funny.
So I remember like lines, but it's just like as a whole, movie's not great.
Yeah.
Not great at all.
I couldn't get through it. Sorry.
It's okay. I highly recommend it for all you people.
I don't. I highly don't recommend it.
Never seen it.
I've seen enough of it to know that I didn't want to watch it even stoned.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's my review.
Shit. All right.
Let's get into this.
Episode 29 is called Premature Death.
Wait. Did you have a good week?
It's fine. Nothing
good.
Exciting.
Good enough.
All right.
I get comments when people say, oh, Steve, you didn't ask JG how's week was.
They don't care.
They do.
They don't. They just want to give you shit. They don't really care how my week was.
Well, I care how your week was.
Thank you.
But I don't always remember to ask because I'm just a bad person.
Now, we know.
That's what it is.
So this episode
That's
is
who
a year after their failed escort mission. And it starts off with Gojo basically showing how powerful he is.
They're throwing erasers and pencils at him, and they can't hit him.
He's automated infinity. They can't hit him. He's got infinity on all the time. He can run his reverse curse technique all the time, and pretty soon he's going to be able to master his domain expansion. So he's like basically the strongest sorcerer bar none.
Even like that girl points out, she's like, isn't that going to like fry your brain? And he's like, no. You see, I'm always like replacing my brain with a new brain.
Right. By using my reverse curse technique. It's just always being continually done. It's
your father's fault that the curse got placed and the place got cursed in the first place.
Exactly.
Reverse the curse and yada yada. Stephen Sondheim, it's from Into the Woods. That guy is such a lyrical genius, don't you think?
Sometimes.
Have you seen Into the Woods?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
I didn't like the movie version.
The movie version is terrible because it's got James Corden in it.
Well, that's not the only reason.
It is the main reason.
Doesn't help it.
Yes. Cats would have been good if James Corden wasn't in it. Anything would be good.
I still want to see Cats.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
I need to see it, though.
So bad.
I need to see it for the cringe.
Just don't see it with me because I won't watch it with you. I've already seen it. Okay. I don't care to see it again.
Is it like Human Centipede, once is enough?
Yes, it is. It's up there with Phantom. Like, you watch the Phantom movie.
Oh, okay. The movie. Yeah.
With Gerard Butler as the Phantom.
Yeah, no.
It's
like he's in the room. I don't know which one to shoot.
It's so bad. It's like I'm going to use my Scottish accent. I'm going to sing off key, and I'm going to eat peanut butter at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's really bad.
There's a so really bad. Good stage performance of it that was on Netflix for a little bit. I think my folks got it on DVD, so I have it on disc format somewhere.
Do you like Les Mis?
I don't know. I think it's okay.
The second act of Les Mis, I think, is very good.
Uh-huh.
The first act, I think, is terrible.
I just really like that song, Master of the House.
Yes.
That's like the only bit that I like. Not the movie version. Again, sorry, Sacha Baron Cohen and Helena Bonham Carter. I think you guys
Anne
are
Hathaway.
You guys are amazing.
Eddie Redmayne.
But I didn't care for your version of Master of the House. It was too fast. Slow it down.
Russell Crowe?
He's just not a good singer in that movie.
And Hugh Jackman?
Huge ass.
So
I'm looking for a guy named Jazz. Hugh Jazz. My name is Hugh Jazz.
So Gojo looks great. Geto, on the other hand, looks like shit.
He's having a little crisis over here.
And you can even tell, like, Gojo asked him, he's like, are you all right? Have you lost weight? Is everything cool? He's like, I'm fine. Because they don't go on missions anymore. Because Gojo doesn't need help.
Mm-hmm.
Gojo goes by himself, and then Geto doesn't really need help either, being the second strongest. So they've kind of like differentiated, like Gojo goes on the really tough ones, Geto goes on the ones that he can handle, but he goes by himself because he doesn't need help.
Mm-hmm. And he's still complaining. He's still, if I have to absorb these awful curses, it's like having to swallow rags that are covered in shit and cum and piss.
Yeah.
And blood. Vomit.
Yeah, and it's bad. Blech. And like, he's taking a shower.
And he's like, what am I even doing this for? These ungrateful normies over here that you know, they need protecting all the time. Maybe if everyone was a sorcerer, maybe then it would be better. But
right. Well, he's like taking a shower, trying to like wash all the shit off of him. But he can't help think of you remember the clapping?
Yeah, huh?
From the Children of the Star. He just can't get it out of his head.
Can't get it out of my head.
And you can see like the first crack and the first time he kind of stumbles.
He calls them monkeys. Saru.
Yeah.
Which is the Japanese word for monkey. Have you learned that on Duolingo
yet?
Not
yet. I haven't.
Are you still Duolingoing?
Every day.
Nice.
Every day.
Have you learned the hiragana alphabet?
I've learned 22 of the 46 characters. Like mastered 22 of the 46
mastered.
Characters. Yeah.
Ayueo and Kakikukiko and Tachitsu Te To Yayuyo. You know how to write all of these?
I know how to write all the ones that I've
Which one? Learned. Yeah. Am I listing off ones that you've learned?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Nice. When you learn katakana, then you'll be able to write your name.
There we go.
I can write your name right now. I don't have a pen on me, but maybe afterward I'll write your name for you. And then you'll see it when you learn it. You're like, oh my God, there it is. The J.
Yay.
And the D.
Give him the D. So after his shower, he's sitting in like the vending machine room and you is in there. And
you being?
Just the guy you. His name is you.
Yeah, no, I'm Haibara. Saying he was the one who was with, what the guy's name?
Nanami.
Nanami.
Yeah.
So he's just like, another sorcerer.
Not very powerful.
Yeah.
He's like a freshman or sophomore.
Pretty unassuming.
Right. And he's like, you know, hey, I got a really cool mission coming up and I'm excited. And Geto's like, do you like being a sorcerer? How do you feel about it? And he was like, it's fine. It's not really too hard.
Mm-hmm. And I'm good at it. So yeah. Why the fuck not?
And I don't really think deep about shit. You know, I just want to do
that. That's why I like doing stuff. Right.
It's the best. I do the best that I can with what I got.
You can't argue with that.
That's like, good enough for me.
I can't think. So I'm going to do like,
yeah.
Good for you, man. You're self-aware.
Crush
you
it.
You get it.
Crush
you're
it.
You're crushing it. You.
So then this like chick walks in. This woman.
This broad walks in.
This chick.
This dame. She says to me, nice gams. And I said, you're the bee's knees, sweetheart.
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, shit. I didn't mean to say it like that. So she enters the room. She's like, what kind of woman is your favorite?
What's your type?
And you
type
was like,
Jessica.
I really like women with a healthy appetite.
Yeah, that's a weird answer.
And Geto's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I really like girls that could bench press me.
Right. So she introduces herself. She's Yuki. She's another special
grade
sorcerer.
Yuki is a Japanese word for snow,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
She's a special grade sorcerer. And Geto's like, oh, I recognize you. You're this girl that doesn't do missions unless she wants to. You're kind of lazy. You fly around
one
all over.
One of the Shichibukai of this universe. You know, the seven warlords of the sea from One Piece.
Right. But she's like, yeah, I kind of do all that because I feel like Jujutsu High is not really curing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're treating the symptoms.
Treating symptoms, not finding a cure. It's like, hey, what's up with all these cobwebs? We got to clean them out every week. How about kill the spider?
Right.
And like, I like spiders, but if there's a bunch of cobwebs and you don't want cobwebs, take away the spider. You won't have to clean up the cobwebs anymore.
Right. So there's two ways we can achieve getting rid of cursed spirits, because that's what will make the world better, is cursed spirits ceasing to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So humanity breaks away from cursed energy so nobody has it. Not possible, because humans having fear or anything is why cursed energy exists.
Mm-hmm.
Or
we could only have sorcerers.
Everyone can control it.
If everyone is a sorcerer, then curses would no longer be an issue.
Right.
We wouldn't have to be protecting anybody. Everybody would be protecting everybody at all times just by existing.
Right. And like when Toji Zenin was alive, he was a great test case because he was the only person ever that we've known to have zero cursed energy.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's dead, that's not really an option for me to study him. So we got to go with the latter option.
Heavenly pact.
Kill. Yeah.
We got to go with the latter option. Make it 100% sorcerers. So how do we do this? Well, one real quick way to do that is to kill all the humans,
right,
leaving only the sorcerers.
Yeah.
And so, is that the plan?
Well, kind
that's
of
what Yuki wants to do.
Well, I mean, and Geto's the one that brings it up. Yuki asks, she's like, do you hate non-sorcerers? And Geto really can't give an answer.
Yeah, he's like, you want me to give the real answer, or do you want me to give you the answer that I have to say?
Right, he's like, I see they're not valuable. They provide no worth. They're ugly. They treat us like shit. They
cats
don't even know.
Cats do not provide wool or milk or meat.
Right. They don't know what we do. But on the other hand, I've been taught that, you know, life is precious. And as sorcerers, we're taught to protect the people who can't protect themselves. And Yuki's like, I see that you're struggling with this and you haven't picked a side. You're going to need to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one or the other and go with it.
Don't tell me you're going to blue pill your way over here.
Yeah.
Womp, womp. Right. Sorry, I'm going to black pill it.
Right. But then she
Sigma grind said.
She lets him know, hey, Tengen's fine. Another star plasma vessel appeared. So we're good. She rides off on her
Isn't
motorcycle.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah.
The last few episodes, I guess, didn't matter.
Yeah.
Oops.
So then Nanami shows back up and Yu is dead.
Yu has been killed.
And like they get, and he was like, I'm so pissed. We got bad information. We told us a grade 2 curse, which should have been like super easy for us to deal with. It was like a deity,
mm-hmm.
like a special grade god
mm-hmm.
that local people worshipped.
Do you think
it's bad.
Geto had anything to do with this? Because I'm starting to suspect that maybe he's not as good a person as we initially thought.
Yeah.
I'm doing a bit over here.
What is the bit?
that I'm being coy.
Oh, are you?
Obviously, he's a bad guy.
But I don't
known that since the beginning of the show.
Yes, but I think this is kind of like his origin story.
Exactly.
I don't think he was always a bad guy. I think he got pushed to it. And I appreciate them telling us why he is a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next thing that we see is his mission where he goes to like a village.
Mm-hmm.
And he clearly sees that it's a curse disturbing this village, and they're the one. It's the thing doing all the bad shit. Mm-hmm. But the village has blamed it.
They're blaming it on these two little kids, yeah. Two little girls.
They've been beaten and locked up, And
it seems like they can see the curses too. I think at least I think that's what it was trying to portray.
Right. They're sorcerers too,
mm-hmm.
and Geto tells the villagers, he's like, "Yo, I've dealt with the problem. It's not these girls." And the villagers are like, "Oh no, we know that these two girls are behind it, and." We're going to punish them. And Geto's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like the straw.
So then he burns their village down.
He makes his choice about non-sorcerers. Mm-hmm. He kills all of them.
Kills them all, 112 people.
Yeah.
He saves the two little girls.
And he's expelled from Jujutsu High and sentenced to death.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget who tells Gojo.
It was that girl, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on the phone with him.
Right.
Right?
Oh, no, I thought, like, principal told him. Like,
principal told Gojo.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of what's-his-face. Sorry, Geto. Later on.
And so, like, come to find out, like, he murdered his own non-sorcerer parents.
Mm-hmm.
He's done way more than just this, and Gojo just can't believe it. He's furious.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he can't wrap his brain around Geto doing this.
A real Voldemort over here.
Right. He's like, this is not the Geto that I knew. What happens? What happened? Like, what caused him to reach this level? So then we get the girl on, like, the corner mm-hmm. trying to smoke a cigarette, and Geto shows up and offers a light and, like, hey, just wants to have, like, a friendly conversation with her, just mm-hmm. kind of talking, chatting, shooting mm-hmm. the shit. And so the girl asks him if it's true, and he's like, yeah.
He's like, yep, it is.
I'm going to create a world without non-sorcerers.
Are you in or are you out?
Yeah, and Shoko...
Either like, is you is... Or is you isn't.
And like, she's like, you sound like a child. That's like kid talk right there, why you're doing this.
I don't know, man. I feel like Thanos did nothing wrong, and this is a little Thanos-y.
So.
Aaron Yeager did nothing wrong.
Right, I'm on the side of the Yeagerists.
It's a little bit like Aaron Yeager, if I'm honest. It's a little,
yeah.
little much.
So Gojo
What he could do is he could just force everybody to become sorcerers.
But I don't think you can give the ability to people, right?
I mean, I feel like with Satoru Gojo just constantly becoming better at everything ever, there's got to be a way where he can, like, teach that to people, like, using his powers.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know.
Right. Well, so Gojo shows up.
They didn't even try and force everybody to become sorcerers.
Right. Well, because when Gojo shows up and he's talking to Geto, Gojo's like, it's not possible for us to kill all humans. And Geto looks at him. He's like,
kill all humans.
You could do it. You are the one who could do it. Mm-hmm. None of us other people could, but you could. So don't tell me it's not possible. If you decide to come to my side and kill all non-sorcerers, it would be done.
It would be done yesterday.
Yeah. So chill.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Come and kill me? And Gojo's like, dude, you killed your own parents. And he's like, they were not my family anymore. You don't understand. Like, they don't even matter at all.
Right. So Gojo like is taking aim at him with his purple, but he can't do it for whatever. He can't kill his best friend.
Purple is a fruit.
Yeah, and so like, purple's a fruit. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
So back at the school, Gojo is realizing he's like, you know, I have strength only enough to save people who are ready to be rescued. Like if people don't want to be rescued, my power's kind of pointless and. It's kind of a crisis
for
him, too.
In one instance, yeah, he couldn't do anything because he couldn't force him to not be killing everybody. I mean, he could have, like, tied him up or something, right?
Right.
Like,
I guess he could have.
Confined him, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there are a few things that maybe he could have done.
Sure. But I guess he's just, like, so shocked by what his friend has done. and such a change in
him. Oh, yeah. He doesn't want to kill him, obviously. Well, and
also, does he maybe see his point? Like, I've always wondered that. Like, he's like, man, it's a
possibility.
I know what you're saying is wrong, but it's maybe got some merit, too. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Of course.
But maybe. Maybe if you touch a die, not and you die, you're supposed to die.
Huh?
That's what he says.
Oh, I didn't.
Maybe if you touch a nut and you die, you're supposed to die.
You're supposed to die. These nuts. Anyway.
So then we see Geto like take over the TVA and someone like stands up. He's like, hey, I'm in charge now. At like a meeting, he's wearing like this very formal antique robe. And dude stands up like, hey, I don't like that. And he's like, floop. And basically crushes his body with one of his demons. Uh-huh. And like he walks out with his blood all over him. Like, does anyone else have anything else to say? Or are we good with this motion?
Anyone else's fingers hurt?
Right.
Didn't think so.
It's like you will in Kill Bill.
Sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
Or in Kill Bill, where the girl cuts off the one dude's head when she takes over the council.
The girl cuts off the one dude's head. You'll have to be a lot more specific. That happens about 85 times.
They're
in that,
like,
movie.
That meeting. What is the?
I should have been Black Mamba.
Not that
Isn't
one.
That what she says?
That's no, the Asian girl that I can't think of her name. It's really gonna
Lucy
bother me.
Lucy Liu,
when she's at like their little conference table and she takes over like the head of the mafia in Japan.
I do remember that now.
One dude is pissed that a woman who's
Oren Ishii.
Yeah. So she like stands up and cuts
half
his head
Korean,
off. Yeah.
Half Japanese, yeah. Half American.
Yeah, exactly. So then we see Gojo find little Megumi.
A young Megumi Fushiguro.
Yeah.
And he's like, God, you look like your dad.
Right. He's like, God, you look stupid. And
yeah, Megumi's a little piece of shit, and I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Because he's not having any of Gojo's lines. You know
right.
What I'm
and
saying?
He's like, I know you're about to tell me about my dad. I don't care. He abandoned me.
Don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Fuck your life.
And my mom disappeared as well. They left us for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and Gojo's like, oh, you're very intuitive for a first grader. He's like, but what you need to do is be prepared. The Zinning clan is about to come for you.
Mm-hmm. They're going to want your body.
And they're going to want your sister too.
So you got to protect her.
Yeah. And like, do you think she'll be happy there? Because and he says, no, she won't. I don't think she will. And Gojo's like, I can tell you for a fact, she will not be
There's
happy
a
there.
100% chance she will be unhappy.
Yeah.
You better do something.
Do something, but
and
so he kind of like gives him a pat on the head. He's like, "Everything's gonna be fine. Become strong enough to keep up with me,
and maybe
in the
one
future,
day
we'll be
I'll
good.
Be your teacher at Boku no Hero Curse Academy.
Curse
Academia.
So then it cuts to the present. Like Gojo wakes up
10 years later. Yeah. Gojo had been asleep. He dreamed the whole thing. None of it was real, you guys. Yeah. It was just a dream. Just kidding. No, I'm sure it was a flashback.
It's like the New Heart show.
We get to see Megumi and Yuji and Nobara.
Yeah, and they're like picking on Gojo because of the chair that he's sleeping in or something. I don't
They've
remember.
Apparently, like never seen him sleep before because his brain is always just being replaced with a new brain.
Yeah.
You don't need to sleep if your brain is just a new brain every hour.
It's true. Never need rest. I'm always good.
I always have.
And he just smiles and he's just so happy to see everyone. He's like, oh, you've grown so much, Megumi.
Come, children. Gather.
Gather round.
Hug me.
Yeah.
How do you do, fellow children?
Embrace me.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Embrace me.
My favorite thing about, so that's the Steve Buscemi. Have you seen that meme where he's got the skateboard and the hat on backwards? And he says, how do you do, fellow kids? My favorite thing about that is on his shirt, it's like the band AC/DC, but it says Music Lightning Bolt Band.
Nice. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
It's such a good t-shirt, isn't it?
That is good.
I need to buy that shirt.
You should. It would fit your personality real well.
Uh-huh. I have one that says All Five Dances on it from Community.
Oh, yeah.
How many dances are we going to have this year? Five. If you go to all of them, you get one of these. And on the shirt, it says All Five Dances.
That's amazing.
It's so good.
It's worth having a shirt like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I ever went to a dance in college.
I went to a lot of dances in college.
I don't know that my college had dances.
Yeah, you went to Super Christian Academy.
That's true. Academia.
Super Christian Academia. Yeah. Boku no Christian
Academia.
Okay. That's got to be a thing, right?
That's gonna be
we
a
should
new,
make that.
It's going to be a new anime.
Boku no Christian Academia. Yes. Abbondanza.
You got to do all the hand movements.
Mm-hmm.
I love
Chef's
it.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Mwah. So that's where it ends. And now we're back to the present day. Thank God.
Thank
I have enjoyed these episodes, but I really think I would have enjoyed them more if I had known what was happening in the future.
Or like,
if you'd have realized that Geto was the villain in
yeah, in if it didn't take one. Me until 9 episodes in to be like, oh yeah, it's the fucking bad guy, isn't it?
You told me that today. You was like, it was the bad guy from the first.
I was like, yeah, and I also fucking told you not to bring it up in the fucking episode, you piece of shit.
Well, that's what
they're
going
to think I'm not a real fan. I'm a weeb, guys. I love Animu.
You do like this show.
I always read the Magna.
The Magna. It's right to left, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of Japanimation.
Yeah, right to left. Stop it. Froth. I love Frisbee golf.
I live to froth.
I live to froth. Frothing is my favorite.
Do you remember when it was called Japanimation?
I do. It seems a little racist.
Back in the Sailor Moon era. Sailor Moon on UPN. Do you remember UPN?
I do.
Dude, I think that was the channel that
UPN
I first
21.
Saw Dragon Ball on was UPN.
It's possible.
Channel 6 on the little dial. We had the dial.
Ours was UPN 21, and I don't remember what dial it was. I think it was 21.
Who'da thunk?
Who'da thunk?
Sometimes it really didn't work that way, though.
No,
like,
I know.
Intuitively, you'd be like, Channel 4 News. It's on channel 281.
And
what?
You didn't have a remote control. We're really old because we can remember TVs without remote controls. Mm-hmm. You'd have to go twist the dial.
Yep.
And your parents would make you do it. Hey, get up and twist the dial.
Mm-hmm.
Bite me.
And yeah, that's crazy.
That is insane. Now when you have to get up to change a channel because you can't find the remote, you're like, what the hell is going on?
What am I? You mean I have to point the remote at the TV? What is this, the 50s?
Right, I need to get it on my phone so I can control it from my phone.
I hate it when I have to act like a caveman and get up to turn my fan on.
I know, right? Unlock my door with my hand? No.
Like a baby's toy?
Not happening. So that's where this ends.
Do it.
And there's going to be a little bit of a hiatus between this and the next one. I think 4 weeks.
Yeah. So you'll be getting some Boku no Hero from us.
Double up. So yeah, check out our other shows. We got a bunch, but Dragon Ballers is our big one. And it's right, like you said, we're doing
the big one.
Boku no Hero right now. Attack on Titan is out there and Death Notes.
There's only one thing of Attack on Titan left.
I know. And hopefully it'll be this fall, but we'll see.
No, I thought it was going to be in 2024.
Oh, I think like early it got pushed January back.
Yeah,
like January, right?
Fuck.
It's fine. Whatever. Bullshit.
I mean, it would have been fine.
If it had
been done 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Or if they had waited until 1 year ago to start the series.
Or if they had done it in like episodes instead of huge fucking chunks.
I don't know. I kind of liked the big chunk last time.
I didn't like that at all.
I liked it.
No, I like having something to look forward
to. It's fine. You can enjoy that.
I do. All right. We don't have any new reviews. That's fine. If you want to leave us a review, you can do that on Apple Podcasts. You can follow me on the X or Twitter.
X.
@JDLee. Join our Discord. That's where all the good people are, including us. But there's more good people besides us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add? Or am I good to close this?
Go ahead and shut it down. Dump it. This one's trash.
Delete everything. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a great time. I hope you have a great week and a great year. Happy fall. Stay cool out there, people. We'll see you in a few weeks with
fall?
Another episode. It'll be fall.
Like a month and a half.
When this comes back, it'll be fall.
Like maybe, yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, we'll see you then. I'm picking up what you're putting.
Merry Christmas.
I tell you, they start celebrating it earlier and earlier every year.
You can buy Oktoberfest in July. That's a problem. I want to wait for October to drink an Oktoberfest beer. Just saying.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's too fucking hot to drink Oktoberfest. It's a winter beer. It's not a summer sweating your balls off beer. All right. I digress. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.